Both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches. Is, by the way, I neglected to mention Mountain Home, coached by Dale Leonard, in their home whites tonight, and again with their record of 6-4. Anna Grace Foreman will be jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Hermitage, Cindy Wilkerson will be trying to win the tip. And we are just about ready to get this game underway. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Hermitage. They'll be moving left to right here in this first half. Here's Rainey with the ball up at the top. She'll throw it over on the right side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson will throw it on the left to Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth dribbles toward the free throw line, throws it on the right to Marshall. Marshall picks up her dribble. Tries to lob it down into the post. The ball was knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. First turnover against Hermitage in this one. Here's Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Husky will throw it to Gilbert on the right side near the corner. She puts up the three, and immediately Mountain Home strikes first. Kate Gilbert gives Mountain Home the early 3-0 lead. Here's Hermitage into the front court. Rainey with the ball, throws over on the right side to Marshall. Now she'll give it to Luxon, who has it there on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, now trying to figure out where to go. Mounts home in a man-to-man defense. She'll throw it up top to Marshall. Marshall has it very near the half-court stripe. Takes the screen, now dribbles to the right side. His ball knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Foreman. Hermitage will inbound it on the near sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. 6:54 left to play in the opening quarter. Mountain Home with early 3-0 lead. Inbound pass from Hollingsworth went to Wilkerson, but she had it knocked away by Penn, so it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mounts Home. Good defense so far for the Lady Bombers. A couple of knockaways and a steal so far in this contest. And now another turnover. Nope, I take it back. Hermitage is going to take the timeout to avoid the 5-second call. So we'll break with 6:54 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Hermitage 3-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.6. Just a moment ago, now coming out of the timeout, Hermitage draws a foul, and so they'll inbound it once again. A foul is called on Emma Martin. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. Inbound pass knocked away, stolen by Peyton Husky, and back on the Lady Bombers. She gets into Gilbert, who's going to throw it to Martin on the fast break for the layup. Good. Second turnover already against Hermitage. 5-0, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 6.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Here is Wilkerson with the ball on the right wing. She'll throw it up top to Rainey. Dangerous pass, but Rainey does secure it. And now she's going to be called. Looked like for a moment the official's going to signal travel, but then he switched it to a foul. And that is on Emma Martin. That is already her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Inbound pass will be triggered by Hollingsworth. She gets in to Rainey on the right side. She'll give it there to Marshall right there on the wing. Picks up her drill. Now gives it down a low block to Hollingsworth. And now she loses the handle of the ball, just goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on Hermitage's third turnover. Emily Payne's going to check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin, who again picked up her second foul a little bit ago. Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. Here's Gilbert throwing it into the front court to Payne. Now over to Husky on the left side. She's going to go into the lane for the running jumper. Good. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points tonight. 7-0, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Now Mountain Home's going with his own press, but Hermitage is able to break it as they get into the front court to Avery. Now ball goes down to Marshall. She goes up for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Anna Grace Foreman, and Hermitage will inbound it on the baseline with 5:45 left in the opening quarter. Again, 7-0 lead for the Lady Bombers. Hollingsworth will trigger the inbound pass. She gets in to Wilkerson on the elbow. Up top to Marshall. She'll put up the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home getting the ball back with 5:39 left in the opening quarter. I wasn't sure if Foreman had gotten a piece of that shot or not, but I guess the officials say no. Husky inbounds it to Gilbert. And Mountain Home's going to break the press. Gilbert is quickly into the front court. Now she has the ball knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Hermitage, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline with 5:32 left in the opening quarter. Again, a 7-0 Lady Bomber lead. Payne will inbound it on the baseline. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Now she'll throw it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert drills toward the free throw line, finds Foreman right there in the paint for the easy layup. Good. Hannah Grace Foreman with her first 2 points. 9-0 Mount Sonoma on top. Back quickly comes Wilkerson. Now she'll throw it to Hollingsworth, and she is called for the travel. She shuffled her feet, just got a little nervous, looked like, once she caught the pass there. Fourth turnover against the Lady Hermits. Husky will inbound it to Gilbert. Again, Mount Sonoma up 9-0. Now to Husky, now to Payne in the front court. Payne going into the lane, kicks it to Penn on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. And now Hermitage is going to take another timeout. So we'll break with 5:05 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Sonoma on top, 11-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, already five Mount Sonoma players have gotten in the scoring column as the Lady Bombers lead 11-0 with a little over 5 minutes left of the first quarter. And now Mount Sonoma gets a little too aggressive with their press as Kate Gilbert's called for the foul in the backcourt. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin's going to check back in, replacing Gilbert. 5:01 left in the opening quarter. Again, 11-0 Lady Bomber lead. Here is Rainey in the front court, throwing over on the right side to Wilkerson. She's going to put up the three-pointer, and that will get the goose egg off the board for the Lady Hermits as Cindy Wilkerson gets the first 3 points of the night for Hermitage. Martin takes the inbound pass. It's a zone press for the Lady Mastiffs, but Martin is able to get into the front court to Payne. Now Payne's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper off the glass and in. Six different Lady Bombers have scored already, and we are just a little over 3.5 minutes into this contest. Here is Hollingsworth. Now ball shot there on the left side, and Mount Sonoma comes up with a rebound, but now they turn it over in the backcourt. And now going into the lane for the layup was Christian Marshall. She will draw the foul and head to the line for a pair of free throws. And Emma Martin already with her third personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 4:11 left in the opening quarter. First free throw for Christian Marshall is up and in. One more free throw coming for Marshall. Second one will not go. She gets 1 of 2. The rebound comes to Foreman. And back on the Lady Bombers, 13-4. Mount Sonoma with the 9-point lead. Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the left side. Finds Penn near the elbow. She's going to put up the jumper. Bounces around, does not go. Ball rebound, scramble for the rebound. Foreman tried to save it from going out of bounds, could not do it. And it will be Hermitage basketball with 3:53 left in the first quarter. 9-point Lady Bomber lead, 13-4 is our score. Hollingsworth inbounds it right into the hands of Emma Martin, who comes up with the steal, but she misses the layup, and Hollingsworth gets a rebound for Hermitage. Oh, man, that was a good opportunity there for Mount Sonoma. Just couldn't come up with the basket. Back the other way, Hollingsworth goes into the lane for a layup. Can't get it to go, but she draws contact, and now she'll head to the charity stripe. Kyra Penn picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mount Sonoma. Here in the first half, 3:41 left to play in the first quarter. Hollingsworth's first free throw is up and in. Kate Gilbert coming back in, and now so is Asin Yates for Mount Sonoma, replacing Emma Martin and Kyra Penn. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Hollingsworth's second free throw is up, and she gets both. She now has 2 points. 13-6, the Lady Bombers leading it with 3:41 left in the first quarter. Mount Sonoma almost turned over the backcourt, but Husky gets it and is going back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Peyton Husky using that speed, and now a double dribble. Boy, just a bad error there, mental error against Haley Rainey. Fifth turnover against the Lady Hermits. 3:29 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Sonoma gets the ball back, leading 15-6. Husky takes the inbound pass, throws over to Gilbert on the left side. Goes cross-court to Payne on the right. Now finds Yates at the elbow. Now up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound will go, well, out of bounds. It looks like an over-the-back foul is going to be called on the rebound. That is Anna Grace Foreman picking up her first personal foul. And that's the last foul Mount Sonoma had to give. The next one will put Hermitage in the bonus. 3:15, let's play in the first quarter. 9-point Lady Bomber lead. Hollingsworth looking for somewhere to inbound it. And now Hermitage is going to take another timeout to avoid the five-second call. So we will break with 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Hermitage 15-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we're not even done with the first quarter, and our Hermitage is already down to two timeouts. They trail Mount Sonoma 15-6 with a little over 3 minutes left to the first quarter. They do get the ball in the front court this time. Here's Rainey with the ball on the right side. She's going to pull up for the jumper inside the perimeter. It rolls around and goes in. Haley Rainey with her first 2 points of the night. 15-8, Mount Sonoma leading it. Less than 3 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Husky into the front court, and she's going to be fouled as she crosses the timeline. A reach-in foul called on the Lady Hermits. And that is going to be on Adriana Avery, her first personal foul, team foul number one against Hermitage. Addison Yates inbounds it from the far sideline, gets into Gilbert. Gilbert going into the lane for the reverse layup. It will not go. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Marshall, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul, and that does put Hermitage in the bonus. So a 1-1 coming up for the Lady Hermits. Gilbert's going to take a seat with her second foul, being replaced by Emma Martin, who's got to be careful. She's got three fouls. And we're not done with the first quarter yet. Christian Marshall at the free throw line for the 1-1. So far, she is 1-for-2 with 1 point. First free throw is up. No good. Misses the front end. And the rebound is controlled by Yates. And back comes Mountain Home. Here is Husky throwing it into the front court, right into the hands of Avery. And so a turnover against Mountain Home. But now she's going to turn it over as she couldn't keep her footing. And so she's going to be called for travel. Six turnovers against Hermitage, two against Mountain Home. 2:33 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home will get the ball back, leading by seven. Yates inbounds it to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer up. Good! Peyton Husky with 7 points, 18-8. Mountain Home back up by double digit. And they're going with the zone press once again. Here's Hollingsworth into the front court. And now she's going to be called for another travel. Seventh turnover against the Lady Hermits. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 10. Martin will take the inbound pass from Yates from the far sideline. Walks into the front court. Dribbles in between defenders. Throws over to Payne near the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Yates. Now she'll throw it to Martin on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with 5 points. 21-8. Mountain Home leading Hermitage. Less than 2 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Avery on the left side, down to Marshall in the corner. She's going to drive into the lane. Her shot is blocked by Foreman, and she will give it to Martin, who is called for a travel. She saw a defender and I guess kind of hesitated before she started dribbling. Third turnover against the Lady Bombers. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. And now, not sure what the problem is. Kyra Pence checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. And whatever the problem was, I guess they got it corrected. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. Rainey takes inbound pass from the far sideline. She throws over on the right side to Wilkerson. Up top now to Marshall. Mounts on once again in man-to-man defense. They start off in a zone with their press, but then once they get to the front court, they switch to a man. Ball goes down over to Rainey. Pass is knocked away, stolen by Payne. Eighth turnover as Payne's going into lane for the layup. She can't get it to go, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Haley Rainey, her first personal foul, team foul number two against Hermitage. So with 1:23 left to play in the first quarter, Emily Payne will shoot Mount Sinai's first free throws of the night as they lead by 13 right now. First free throw is up and in. Leah Jackson checking in for the game for the first time tonight for Mount Sinai, replacing Peyton Husky. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. One more free throw coming up for Payne. Second shot is up. No good. One of two. Offensive rebound for Penn. She puts it back up. A little strong. No good. And the rebound controlled by Marshall. And back comes Hermitage. Marshall quickly into the front court. Going into lane for the layup. But she's going to be called for the charge. Ninth turnover against the Lady Hermits. And that is Christian Marshall's first personal foul. Team foul number three against Hermitage. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. A 14-point Lady Bomber lead. 22-8 is our score. Payne quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Back to Payne. Over on the left to Penn. Back to Payne again. Now she'll throw it back to Martin on the right side. Martin dribbles between the circles now. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right side. Down to Payne near the corner. She's going to try the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hollingsworth. And back comes Hermitage with 46 seconds left of the first quarter. Rainey throws over to Marshall on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. A little strong, no good. Payne gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Finds Yates down in the paint, but she loses her footing. It falls down. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Hermitage getting the ball back on the turnover. I don't know if she just found a slick spot or just... or if it just tripped on her own feet. But let's see. 32.9 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And now Anna Grace Foreman coming in for Mountain Home, replacing Addison Yates. And for Hermitage, they'll have their first sub of the night. Allie Hewitt coming in, replacing Cindy Wilkerson. 14-point Lady Bomber lead. Rainey into the front court, throws over to Marshall on the left side. Now she dribbles near the top. Now goes back to the left. 19 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Hewitt. That's on once again in the man-to-man. Now Rainey has on the left, 11 seconds left. Rainey going into the lane, and she's going to be fouled. A reaching foul called on Mount Sinai Home. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against the Lady Bombers. So another one-on-one coming up for this time for Haley Rainey. This will be her first trip to the line tonight. She has 2 points so far. 8.8 seconds left of the quarter as Rainey's first free throw is up. No good. Misses the front end. Foreman gets the rebound, and she throws it to Martin. Quickly into the front court. 4 seconds. Martin going into the lane for the layup. It will not go. Offensive rebound for Jackson. She puts it back up. She will be fouled as the buzzer sounds. And so with no time left on the clock, Leah Jackson's going to go to the line for a pair of free throws to see if she can add to the Lady Bomber lead before the quarter officially ends. Haley Rainey picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Hermits. Leah Jackson's first free throw is up and in. So she has one more free throw coming up. Jackson's second shot is up and good. She gets both. She has 2 points. And Mount Sinai will end the quarter with a 16-point advantage. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mount Sinai up on Hermitage, 24-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!